All right, it's Thursday morning. A little chilly out there, a little frost on the windshield. We'll detail the weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. St. Clair County Community College Foundation and the Community Foundation, although they have been partners before, they're expanding their partnership. Joining us right now is the chair of the SC4 Foundation, Harold Burns. Harold, good morning.
Good morning.
Appreciate you being here with us this morning. Mike Gansfield is the chair of the Community Foundation. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Paul. How are you?
Doing well. Harold, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about the partnership that has existed and how it's expanding.
Oh, over a long period of time, the Community Foundation has been such a supporter for the St. Clair Community College and the St. Clair Community College Foundation, just through the student dorms, just ongoing scholarships, just in many ways. But finally, we got the opportunity to bring in the foundation to help us run the SC4 Foundation.
All right. And so, Mike, this is sort of an expansion of the partnership that's already existed, isn't it?
Yeah, that, the foundation does such a great job of managing assets. And, you know, this is nothing new for the foundation, obviously. That's what they do. We've got 40 other organizational funds that we manage. And, you know, having that partnership with SC4, it's exciting, and it keeps things moving forward.
Well, and let's talk a little bit about that, Harold. What's the benefit here?
What's the benefit? You know, being familiar with the Community Foundation over years, you know how well-run it is on a day-to-day as well as long-term planning. You know, to bring that professional atmosphere to how do we get dollars to the college and to the students for growth? What a better way, but having people that's what they do and they know how to do it.
Yeah. And like you said, Mike, this is not a unique partnership in that you partner with a lot of organizations in the area.
Yeah, that's true. You know, the YMCA, the CAN Council, Safe Horizons, just to name a few, you know, those organizations know how to run their organization. We know how to manage charitable funds.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that partnership, it allows us to do what we know to do best, and allows them to, you know, go out and fundraise and do what's good for their own organizations.
Sure, and Harold, as you pointed out, you've been working with the Community Foundation on, for example, the student dorms that just opened up, the student housing, rather.
Oh, yeah, it's, you know, the Community Foundation has been such a good friend of the college, and just from the aspect of them being able to bring, again, that professional of being able to help us invest the money, help us basically communicate to the students and basically donors to hopefully grow this thing to a much larger amount so we can help more students and help the college grow.
And that's what the SC4 Foundation is all about, isn't it? It's about providing opportunities for students and for the community too.
Yes, it's all about student growth. And, you know, the college is such an important part of this community. And so how can we help them get larger, do a better job? It's just, it's all about the things that we can do from an education aspect.
Well, Mike, that's kind of at the root of why you've partnered with the college, because it is good for the community, and you do a lot of things that are very community-minded, right?
Absolutely. It's all about making our community a much better place to live, thrive, and grow.
So a lot of what goes on stays the same in terms of donors to the college, for example, people that donate to the SC4 Foundation. The SC4 Foundation still exists and still accepts donations. It's just that those will now be managed by the Community Foundation, right?
Correct.
Okay, very good. Sounds like a great partnership, a win-win, as they say, right?
Exactly.
All right.
Yep.
Well, gentlemen, thanks for telling us about it. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.